Happy Matariki, everybody. This is the beginning of the new phase of our new year. So to all of our whānau out there, mea hari koutou mō tēnei wā Matariki. And for our local councils, apparently you will be told to tai ho on your rollout delivery of significant natural areas. That is according to the Minister James Shaw, Minister of Conservation James Shaw. That's what he told Te Whenua Rō Ngā Tānahira this morning. He said that the guidelines had not been discussed or had not been developed by central government. Jeepers creepers, why roll it out in the first place then? Anyway, down to Tai Rāwhiti, how did they handle significant natural areas? Here to talk to us about how council handled it in Gisborne, our local board member, our good friend, our sister, Meredith Akuhata-Brown, she joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia au koe, Meredith. Happy Matariki to you.
Oh, thank you. So nice to hear your voice.
Yes, wonderful. Now, Meredith, did your council, did you consider significant natural areas? Did you talk to Mana Whenua? Was there any, what was the consultation process? What were the discussions that were had? How did you find it? Because in Te Tai Tukaro, big raruraru, big.
I see with that within the media space and have looked into, you know, how things are in the far north, because often we are, you know, our region and the far north region are often tagged as quite similar in our region's populace, Māori, and the needs, etc. So in respect to this kaupapa, our council, I believe, and you know, I say this with hand on heart, are working, I think, more I guess more excessively to ensure that we do a better consultation with tangata whenua, and particularly mana whenua, to significant natural resource spaces. And we're actually seeing some fabulous work done because of that good consultation around how we do things here in Tai Rāwhiti with collaboration. So seeing mana whenua, you know, really lead in kind of projects around our water resource, particularly up in the Wainake catchment area for our region. So to be fair, Claudette, this is an ongoing, and I think that's the key, that we don't just have one conversation to rule them all, but in actual fact they're ongoing conversations, because we are acknowledging landscape changing through legislative changes as well, when, you know, land was taken, confiscated, stolen, and so there's a whole lot more conversations that have been, I guess, opened up in this framework of looking at not just our natural assets, the resources that are abundant, but actually the landscape as a total. So we've got a, you know, the resource management plan for our region, Te Papa Tipu Taunaki or Te Tai Rāwhiti. So in that, there's a number of conversations that are being had and are constantly being had. But again, all councils, I believe, this is where our nation's at. How well and deep are these conversations so that they are meaningful, and who's leading them? So we're still in a lot more conversations to be ahead space.
And so with your council then, when did you commence discussions? Because this actually came out from Nanaia Mahuta, the local government minister. So it was her that distributed it. She had also apparently said via James Shaw that it was up to council to devise a guideline specification, which is probably what the Far North District Council did, but without consultation. They had mapped the SNAs. Have you mapped SNAs into Tai Rāwhiti yet?
Not yet, in my from my kind of looking into, just because of course this discussion, I thought, gosh, where do we sit in this framework? So I think all councils are in a space where they've been doing the long-term plans, you know, consultation submissions around that space. So this discussion, I think, is getting opened up more and more with the attention to Far North. So I don't believe we're actually at a full consultative kind of space, kōrero, just because of the timing in regards to our long-term plans. So to be fair with you, I actually don't believe we've, I mean, there's been so many consultations, if you like, around iwi landscape, waterways, and forestry blocks being riparian planting, et cetera, et cetera. So in this particular matter, I would have to go and find out some more detail. And I tried to ring one of our staff today to get some clarification, but unfortunately he wasn't available. So specifically to this particular kaupapa, I feel we are still, like many councils, looking at what the government's lead is on it. And there will have to be multitudes of consultation, because we're looking at representation review consultation. So you try not cross or tick off too many boxes, because you want to stay true to the kaupapa. So I think we're still at a place of looking into what government's requirements are, how we look at Māori land, et cetera, et cetera. So it's still fresh and new in my view for us as a council, based on other things we've been up to, but it's in the mix.
So with the, can I just get clarification then, with the SNA, yep, specifically, that hasn't been dealt with by the council, with your council, because you have been talking with iwi, with mana whenua, around other issues to do with land, water, and the specifics around the SNA haven't landed. Well, it's landed on your table, but it hasn't come into the corridor yet.
No, because I mean, like I said, when I first looked at the kaupapa SNA, I can absolutely say we haven't had any real dialogue to that particular kaupapa, because there's been so many other kaupapa Māori that we've been tending to, so it hasn't come across my desk. What I meant previously was it's in situ with a lot of things. It's one of the issues we have is how we make things quite specific to tending to something like an SNA. So I haven't seen anything specific to our region in the last,
Then do you think that this might be a piecemeal approach then from central government to have an SNA while some councils like your own are still discussing water land anyway with mana whenua and with iwi, that there are other conversations to be had before we get on to SNA? Or was the minister right in distributing SNA at the same time that councils are all at different phases and stages of consultation around whenua with Māori?
I think it's a great question, and that's something that we often are considering, juggling so many balls in the air to get things right in respect to our relationship with mana whenua and tangata whenua. So it's just another thing that has been kind of set in motion whilst we're deliberating on things like the Māori representation review and Māori wards, because we've still got to negate how many. We've decided that we think we need more than just a couple. So there is a lot of conversations around water reform, the three waters reform that government's undertaking as well. So there's just all these factors that we're considering as councils. That this is another concept, and our council already has got JMAs. We've got a relationship with local iwi leadership boards to have discussions like this, you see. So where it sits in the priority list at the moment would be something I'm not sure of as a district councillor. It's not something I've got a certainty on just now. But certainly it's another thing government's pushing in a space where we are all trying to just keep up with what we have to do that's in our legislative role as a district council. So I think, it's just not on the list of priorities in respect that it's in the mix, but it's not been something that I've seen up front just yet.
Then could your council officials be actually working on the SNA currently, like Far North District Council did? They presented the areas, they were called shadow areas, shadow SNAs, 80% of them ended up being whenua Māori. Could your officials be actually working on the shaded SNAs currently in readiness for your consideration? Could they be doing that now without consultation and then present it to you? That would be a worry if it is.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So I know that there's a lot of work that's, as I said, we've just gone through the long-term plans, the submissions, the community engagement meetings. That was a whole month and some. So it really is just about staff knowing that they've got all this extra work and activity on their plates. And so I would absolutely, I'm sure, be assured that staff are definitely looking at the SNA space in our region, particularly because about 28% of the land in our region is, you know, Māori freehold, it's, you know, Māori land, and it's important that we are, you know, we are working in this space, being in front of it and all that. So I would say staff are definitely in a workspace looking into the SNA discussion so that we can, as council, be prepared to have that debate.
Yeah, can you trust them to leave it up to them? That's the thing, you know. Ooh, I mean, so while the officials might be working on it, absolutely, but can you trust them to be working on it without knowing which who the Māori are that they are consulting with on this project?
Yes, and again, that's another thing that to consider, and that's one of the consult issues, is who are we talking to? You know, how do we ensure that our staff are in a space to, you know, collect and connect to our key stakeholder people so that you don't have disputes like we do tend to have with, you know, people that go off on a tangent as a trust looking to build their empires and haven't spoken to all the people in the region or their own whānau or their own hapū. So it is about how well connected our staff are to the iwi and hapū in region, and I've seen that grow considerably in our space, but it's always something we have to keep checking into, and it's a question we have to keep asking.